Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching, and I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore. You can find me on eroscoaching.com. Today's show is titled The Emergence of a Modern Tantric Goddess in Therapeutic Practice, Exposing Sexuality Myths and Creating Shame. Today's guest, her name is Taryn Harvey, and she has a diploma in transformational life coaching, a diploma in holistic counseling and life care, as well as a certified tantra teacher and chakra practitioner. She has a certificate in energetic healing. She's also the author of a new book called Trust. This is going to be a show where we'll be talking about the topic of sex and intimacy, of course, and specifically in the area of sexual dysfunction and abuse. She will be sharing with us how to live a healthy, fulfilling sexual life while single or in a relationship with a partner who may be seriously ill. Taryn's practice is about empowerment of the individual. She highlights that body image issues create great discrepancies in both men and women when it comes to confidence in mating, dating, relating, and aging. I love that. Self-esteem and communication skills are key when it comes to creating healthy sex lives full of passion and fun. And you can go to her website to check out her work. It's tantricsexualhealing.com. So welcome, Taryn. Hello?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Fabulous. So it is 6 a.m. in Sydney, Australia, and 4 a.m. in Singapore here.
Yes, we're amazing getting up with the birds. I can hear them chirping as we speak. They're very happy, even though it's a bit cold here.
Thanks for waking up to be on this show. So our show always explores the link between sexuality and spirituality. And since your work is about tantra, could you tell us more about it and what you mean by the title Modern Goddess?
Absolutely, Martha. Tantra, as you may be aware with the practitioners you've been speaking with over the years and in your own practice, is about understanding how we are both masculine and feminine in our energetic bodies, and also that to value this within ourselves supports us in being able to resonate more fully with our whole bodies and therefore resonate more fully with other people, be it male, female. Because if we can resonate within our own bodies in a healthy way, tantra means to weave often within the respective energies, we can then attract a partner who is also balanced in a healthy way between their own masculine and feminine. So that's the premise of tantra, and bringing it into our discussion today around what that means in terms of the modern tantric goddess in therapeutic practice. I bring this into the arena because what we're seeing, especially in a quickening in the last 6 to 8 months, is that we as a society are realizing that from a world perspective, globally, there are a lot of systems and situations, not just intimate relationships, that just aren't working. So there's a lot of dysfunction in the world. I mean, we just have to look at what's happening with banks and governments to know that anything that is quite structured and forced, if you like, is beginning to crumble. So from a global perspective, what's happening from our small space here as healers and sexologists is that what we're seeing is greater stress in the world. Mm-hmm. So being a modern goddess, I look at my evolution and I look at the path that has led me to this place here right now, even just speaking with you. Mm-hmm. And I understand now more fully why people like you and me and all of the other wonderful practitioners out there are beginning to step up and speak out about the importance of feeling like a community and being more connected. So we need to feel connection, to feel like we are safe, to feel like we belong. And again, in the big picture of our lives, you know, spirituality is about knowing that we're connected to the earth. We're in these earthly bodies. Mm. So we need to be able to continue living in these bodies in a way that supports us. So, yeah, the tantric goddess, the therapeutic practice, many of us are now understanding it's multidimensional and coming from experiential background as well. Many of us are starting to embrace the fact that we just simply need to believe in ourselves and connect from the heart.
Mm. I love what you're sharing about people who are now coming forward and being able to speak up and then go forth and help other people. And maybe at this point, if you could share a little bit more about your unique background, because I'm very fascinated by how you also help people with chakras.
Absolutely. My background, when I first started entering into this field, I began when I first started working in public relations. I worked on the team that launched Viagra here in Australia back in 1998. And it was during this time that I was still struggling with my own repressions around dysfunctional relationships, having come to Sydney thinking, now I focus on my career. But I'd met somebody who was really keen for a relationship. But in the meantime, the polarity was working with dysfunction, because erectile dysfunction became such a big thing with the launch of Viagra. And it was my role to work with urologists and practitioners in the area of building confidence in men to talk about these problems. Mm. So it was a great opportunity for me to see men who'd come back, war veterans who had, you know, like maybe they've had their penises blown off during the war, things that people don't speak about. And I would meet them and their wives, and their wives would thank me for being able to hold a forum and talk about the aspect of not being able to function sexually, but how to then, you know, speak openly about this. So that started me already on that path of realizing that here I was in my own personal world back then, contemplating this very on again, off again relationship, personal relationship. And here I was with amazing people who, you know, in their 60s and 70s had been together for, you know, 40, 50 years, and they had great connections without having sex, without having physical sex. Mm. So I really took that on board as something to pay attention to. They were very discreet and honourable people. They were humble. Mm. And so in the few years that followed, I wanted to work more on the preventive side of the campaigns I worked on. I wanted to understand how people could participate in relationships and what drove these people to still have successful relationships if it wasn't just actively sexual. And I worked with the Australasian Menopausal Society as well, working with women talking about how to deal with, you know, body issues around menopause. And so cutting to the chase around this particular question, my views around what epitomises healthy relationships began to change, and I also began to focus on my own lack of self-esteem and body image issues, realising that having a healthy body and a healthy respect for the physical body led to so much more healthier connection with others. So, yes, and then I took an interesting turn because my body burnt out completely. Yeah. And so I put that part of my world on what I thought was on hold. And so, yes, what happened next was that I actually realised I was experiencing adrenal exhaustion. Mm. And I don't know if many people out there know what that is, but generally speaking, I thought I was dying. I couldn't stay awake for longer than about 5 hours a day.
Oh, no.
Yes, so I left PR and went overseas and lived in Greece for a few months and travelled around. And in doing so, I observed how people were living and how they were able to work from energy from within their bodies to express themselves. And so I started doing a lot of research into the energetic body as I was healing.
Mm. Yeah. And so we have a break, and after this break, we'll talk more about your work. Thank you, Taryn.
Okay. Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha, and I'm a sexologist. I have with me today Taryn Harvey, and she's based in
Sydney, Australia. She's the founder of Tantra Sydney, and she is primarily based in Australia. She's a certified Tantra teacher and chakra practitioner infusing body work. She holds a diploma in transformational life coach and holistic counseling, and she's recently published a book called Trust. This is a personal account of her life on sexual repression, abuse, divorce, sex work, holistic therapy, and the path to Tantra through spiritual enlightenment. She has worked in nursing homes during her university years and then later as a senior PR consultant in pharmaceutical and nutritional health. Taryn has since witnessed much adversity projected upon the human body. She has learned that by listening to our bodies, we can become more confident in better understanding our needs as sexual beings, not just as individuals having procreational marital sex. We have Taryn with us, and her website is Tantric Sexual Healing. Just before the break, she was telling us about her own personal journey of how her body just burnt out due to adrenal fatigue. And she started traveling around and started to be drawn to going for energetic training. Is there anything else about your personal training and your journey that you'd like to add?
Absolutely, Martha. Leading into the question again around chakras, what I then discovered, of course, with having no energy whatsoever, is that it was vital. And in working with people when I got back, I realized that there were three main focuses for me when I came back from Europe. And firstly was to give up my stressful job, which shocked a lot of people. Secondly, but it was then that I was calling upon the universe for guidance, and I really started tapping into my spirituality with more respect because I felt like it was an honour to still be able to function given the fear around this illness for a few years. Nobody knew what adrenal fatigue was, so I had to go onto the path of self-healing. So thirdly, I realised that getting into meditation and breathing life back into my body was going to be the first step, if any, in returning to public relations, which I didn't do. So what happened was I took a while to heal, and in doing so, of course, the fundamental survival aspects of life mean we need to earn money. And because I couldn't function, do 8 to 10 hours a day, and also on that note, I became incredibly highly sensitive. So most of the offices were in the Sydney CBD, and I became incredibly sensitive to noise, smell. If anybody's experienced any of these adrenal problems or sensitivities, it was like my sinuses were being cut. So if the smell became too potent, my nose would bleed. Wow. A lot of the side effects are quite horrific. So I thought, what am I going to do? And that's when I did lots of temp work in little places outside of the city and came upon an ad for sex work. And interestingly, as I was living this life a year post travels and doing my meditations, and I was going to the local natural health practitioner, and he was teaching me how to listen to my body. He couldn't believe I'd got that far and not completely wiped myself out, but I had taken the steps. I'd quit that stressful job. I'd begun living moderately. So I'd already begun a practice of listening in and breathing into my belly, and I was seeing an energetic healer who told me how I'd spiraled out of my belly area, which I now know as the sacral chakra. And this was the first area 10, 15 years ago now that I began to really pay attention to, because I then realized with the therapeutic process that I hadn't allowed myself to feel connections before. Mm. So in going into the studies with the natural therapies, next door was where the colleges were, and I also, by the by, stepped into sex work so I could pay for it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so interestingly, the universe works in mysterious ways, and that ended up being the best move I made. And again, from a spiritual perspective, I was listening intuitively to what felt right. And of course, a lot of people think, well, going into sex work and, you know, prostitution, oh my goodness, that's just so inappropriate, and how could that be good for your body? But what people need to realize is that as individuals, one aspect I've always had strength around, which is personal choice. I've always had confidence in owning my own body. So that's what a lot of people in the sex industry have, is a lot of people that come through this practice in tantric practice. A lot of the goddess and tantricas have had experience in being strippers or having been sex workers, because they've dealt from childhood with needing to own and feel in control of their bodies.
Yeah, and also through sex and through different kinds of experiences.
Happy for me to continue.
Yeah.
That led me into acknowledging the power of our voice. Absolutely, and knowing that I could choose. I didn't sleep with everybody that booked into that. You know, we have choice. So, you know, that's where I'm breaking down some of the myths here in our show today as well, is acknowledging that that's one of the myths with the sex industry as well, which is perpetuated in order to have us fear the whole concept of sex work or sexology. But in actual fact, it's an industry that I uphold and respect fully, because not only did it give me the space to be more connected with my body, it also brought me in touch with other individuals. And this is where the perception is wrong. It's not, you know, drunk, mad, desperate, dirty old men. A lot of people who come into this industry and see sex workers have, if we take time out to think about it, they have needs, and a lot of them, a lot of the time, may not be in relationships. So where do they get their sex from? How do most of our individual fellow humans get their sexual interaction if they're not in a loving couple? So that's one of the myths that got exploded for me immediately by stepping into that side. Which helped me open up through my chakras as I was studying too, which is just divine. How's that for divine intervention? I was actually having experiential practice while I was studying psychology. And so I could feel it as it was healing myself as I was meeting these men. Just how important it was, because in that space, of course, we weren't wearing masks. So energetically, we were open, and I felt more loving connection. And this is where the chakras became quite pivotal in my evolution in this work, understanding how important it is to keep that, you know, the deeper levels of ourselves connected to our soul and feeling open and safe. So that was an incredible learning curve for me.
And then from there, you went on to become.
And if that gives you more of an understanding.
Sorry, and from there, you became a tantric
coach. I went into
health
coaching.
Yeah.
I decided not to go back to public relations, and I wanted to work more with. I'm just making sure you're still with me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Lovely. Yeah, so that's right. What happened next was, as I graduated 4 years later, I did stay in my own practice as a sex worker, but I only saw a few clients. And I was working with the energies and a tantric practitioner and a chakra practitioner. So I got to learn more about the aspects of the chakra meridians and the fields through our bodies and the understanding and benefits of being more able to work with our genitals in a way that is honouring and to bring the energy of the base and the sacral chakra into the connection with others in a way that helps people transform their views around lack of sexual expression. So when I say that, what I mean is as I began to practice, what I learned was that people feared intimacy because they feared their own bodies. Mm. A lot of people in the early years as I started bringing the tantric practice into my coaching and counselling practice, which I was not really keen to do at first, I must say, because that meant I had to be fully open from my heart space as well. So I realised the fear. I understood that from my own learning, that when I integrated all of my experiences into the public arena in this holistic practice, I needed to keep my heart open in the room with my clients, which was a lot harder than working in sex work where we can keep, you know, that space to ourselves. Mm. So when I work with individuals now, the tantric practice brings awareness to their spiritual bodies. So when I work with them, I often have them come in and choose to be naked.
So more about Terence's work after this break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, sea edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion. All merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. Today's show title is called The Emergence of a Modern Tantric Goddess in Therapeutic Practice. And I have with me Taryn Harvey. She's a tantra teacher and a relationship counselor based in Sydney, Australia. And she has a book called Trust. Trust is based on her personal life story, and you can find out a lot more about her work and also order her book through her website called Tantric Sex Sexual Train Sexual Healing. Sorry, that's tantricsexualhealing.com. And to tell you a little bit more about Taryn, she was just sharing for the this show so far about her personal journey of how she came into realizing the importance of listening to her body. She started to work on healing herself and then went into coaching and later began to incorporate tantric practices into her work. She found evidence that linked positive sexual experiences with living a healthy sex lifestyle consists of regular physical activity, good nutritional eating, and a non-judgmental attitude around sex for pleasure and healing. So having experienced firsthand the power that comes from facing fears that block our path to love and intimacy, she infuses chakra balancing in her somatic tantric practice to enhance sexual healing flow. This, she believes, is vital to linking us to a higher consciousness, bringing clarity around our relationships and life purpose. Her focus now in her work is sexual healing and life choices that will support the individual in creating harmonic relationships and maintaining good health. It is her mission to encourage a person to confront what's not working in their lives by guiding them inward to connect to spirit and awaken sexual energy, balancing their own internal masculine and feminine traits to create harmony and unity within themselves. So, Taryn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Could you tell us more about how the tantric practices that you begin to incorporate into your work is helping individuals in sexuality healing?
Absolutely. I tend to see quite a few more couples these days as well. And as such, they tend to be a little bit more evolved spiritually, and they may have issues around sex. Generally speaking, that's why they do tend to seek tantra practice. So yes, when sex isn't happening for a couple, what they then come and see me about is how they can reconnect. And, of course, knowing that connection is vital so that we can have a sexual relationship is key. And in my practice, what I help these people with is understanding that, first and foremost, they are individuals. And holding the space for beautiful couples who can comfortably communicate or openly share their own individual fear around intimacy or why sex isn't happening is part of the introduction to my couple session. And I often say to people when they book in, you are aware that for this to be a vital part of your relationship growth, that I will support you in honoring each other as individuals so that you can really allow whatever's sitting in the subconscious to feel safe enough to be expressed to your partner. So Tantra helps us in that respect, because even though I take them through the fundamental keys, which in terms of tantric techniques is understanding breath, I take them through really connecting into their bodies through a short meditation, allowing them to feel their breath in their body. And when this happens, the person gets to understand how great a stress release this is. They can feel into their own bodies and take ownership of their own position in the relationship, say if they are in this relationship. And then once they're aware of the energy of their own bodies, I support them in understanding the polarity. That if I speak to the man and he's booked in with his wife, he wants her to be joyful, happy and pleased. So he's saying to me with her there, I feel comfortable. I am very confident in accepting whatever my partner expresses here. And she may look at me and say, well, I'm just worried that he may feel offended. So that in itself is what I really incorporate into my practice, is that we are embodying the whole person in a way that there are no barriers to the subconscious thoughts. So in Tantra, when we talk about the masculine and feminine energies within, we also then look at the polarity that we need to communicate without. Because as individuals, of course, if we're in a male-female relationship, then what happens is, so giving you this example of a couple, he's very spiritually evolved, he's got no sexual dysfunction, but she does, and slowly I get them to sit and breathe and look at each other and speak from the heart. Now, this can be where a lot of people become stuck, because from the tantric perspective as well, once I've created this space, it's all about non-judgment. It's all about being able to openly share anything that may feel a little bit awkward. And so for this case in particular, this lovely lady said, I just feel that you love me so much, but I feel a bit smothered. So from an energetic perspective, I could feel in her body very little sexual energy.
Mm.
And I asked for him to place his hand along her body, and I encourage my clients to really go into their own intuitive state. I really like people to feel empowered around their own intuitive knowing how to connect with their partner. So often they'll look at me and look for cues, but I really embody that they have those cues with each other and articulate that for them. So they begin sharing with eye contact and they begin to open up their hearts, because once their hearts are a little bit more open, the communication is a little bit more free-flowing. And with the lack of energy in this particular woman's body, I had him move his hand along there and he felt that. And so I said to her, that's why you're not feeling very sexy and sexual. And so do you feel comfortable in sharing here what you feel is missing? Mm-hmm. What would bring this energy back into the playfulness of your relationship? Mm-hmm. And this is when she expressed that she loved him dearly, however, was feeling that she wasn't heard, that she wanted time to travel. They had teenage children.
Mm.
They'd had a beautiful life together, but they didn't have other family and friends. So what transpires in a relationship like this is that he listened. He became quite emotional, and her and I both held the space for him. And he went to grab her in a way that was very soothing for him, and she allowed it. So this was a great example of where he needed to allow her to be vocal and not cut her off, because as soon as he grabbed her, he cut off her energy.
Mm.
And this was a great practice for him to learn that she just needed to share without being cut, not cut back. He was a very gentle soul, but just he needed to be fully present and allow her to share without interrupting, without trying to fix her, to do things for her, which is a very masculine thing and honourable. And yet men don't realise sometimes they just need to really pull back into that space of their own masculine self.
Great. Thanks for that example about your work, because that just goes to show how being able to facilitate, read energy the way you do and hold space for your clients is so important, because that also helps them to break out of patterns.
That's it. So they can feel in their own bodies. That's what they live in. That's what they take home for after sessions. So reconnecting them is vitally important in the first instance.
So the components of Tantra would include breath and energy and all these other components that you work with clients relating to, you know, Tantra.
Absolutely. To bring their own shadow into the fore so that they can feel their polarity, so that they can feel the balance of their own yin-yang energies through breath and communication. So movement as well. I so often don't get them into much more of a tantric practice if they haven't been able to align with their own feminine masculine energies, which is why this couple's a great example. He took it on board. He was beautiful. He did some breath and balanced his energy again. And that gave her the opportunity to step and recalibrate and step, when I say step, own some of the masculine energy that he was taking away from her because he was trying to look after her and do too much. This is what we as individuals need to acknowledge, that it's important to have the balance. So we still have our male and female roles, which I think is beautiful. However, we need to be mindful of not overcompensating for our partners because that's more detrimental, and then they can't create their own sexual energy, and therefore that's where they feel they begin to repress the intimacy, and they don't know how or why that happens. But that generally is an overview as to how that can lead into a lack of sex.
I love what you said about him trying to do too much. that can happen energetically. When you do too much, it doesn't allow the other person to feel hurt, and that stuckness that you're talking about energetically is definitely going to be there.
That's right.
So we're going to have a break in just about a minute. So let's talk a little bit more about Taryn's work. She actually conducts private sessions for individuals and couples, plus run workshops on tantra and intimacy. She speaks at events and is currently taking bookings for global engagements. You can check out her website. That's tantricsexualhealing.com.
Soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Radio Namaste leads you down the Yellow Brick Road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. You are listening to Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio Network. And you can share this show with your friends right now by sending them this link. That's omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, your friends will be able to listen to the show without needing to have any kind of application. It's very easy and convenient, and your friends will be able to listen to the show just using this link. So we have with us Taryn Harvey, and she's a tantra teacher and relationship counselor. She does hands-on work with her clients, and she was just sharing before the break an example of how she is able to hold space for her clients so that they can shift away from patterns of behavior that doesn't work for them and be able to help facilitate more love and communication into relationships. So for this segment, I would like to now move on into talking about Taryn's book. So she has a book, it's called Trust, and she's written a book that has actually received a lot of interest around the world. It's published through Hay House. And could you tell us more about your book and the topic of your book, Taryn?
Absolutely. Yes, thanks, Martha. It was written in a way that was quite cathartic, and my intention was to really explore everything I was learning through my own therapeutic practice. At the time I was studying, so I was seeing a psychologist because that's part of the structure of training, as you know, and during that time I was also still living this pseudo double life as an escort, which never came up in my therapy, I must add. So I was really good at withholding because I didn't want anybody to know, didn't want to feel ashamed or judged. And thus the book, I began taking notes and then writing more during my grad post-graduation years, because I just realized how much information I had, how much I knew and how much my clients had shared with me over the years around their sexual dysfunction, and not just the general dysfunctions we talk about, you know, with erections or fear of sex, but for many people, the shame around talking about sex with their wives or partners. And again, why I wrote the book is because a lot of the people who had fear around the sex weren't actually married. There were a lot of people who were just fearful of what intimacy means. Mm. So as I began practicing in what I wanted to be a health coaching and relationships counselling forum, I soon realised that the notes I'd been taking needed to address that the primary issues around intimacy and sexuality that I heard face-to-face and also experienced myself, is that we needed to disrobe the illusion that married couples, people, boyfriends and girlfriends or lovers are the happiest people on earth, because we're individuals, all of us, and many are not happy sexually if they aren't happy generally. And by that I mean I wrote two parts. First part about my own journey and what that brought to my attention through therapy and understanding my own lack of self-esteem and body image issues. And the second part, I dissect and dilute all of my client experiences from sex work, but also working with sexuality counsellors in health clinics. And I interviewed a lot of these people. I went back and interviewed my past clients. And as I was then bringing it into my therapeutic practice, I actually began advertising my tantric practice. And my clients showed me that they still weren't addressing their fear around being judged for seeing me. So how could they be open and intimate and honest with a partner if they were lying about their therapy, or if they're not comfortable in talking about how they are sexually with a partner? And when I say this, I realised it needs to be written about, that people just getting into relationships because on the surface they're lonely. But in a deeper context, when we talk about sexual intimacy, they need to have their own sense of sexuality nicely addressed. And when I say that, I mean a lot of people don't even know how to feel their sex. And that's what I write about in the book. I look at case studies and I talk about the aspects of relationships, be they single, married, men and women, and how the dysfunction has created such a disparity in society, which we're now beginning to break down. That's why your show and my talk around the book is really imperative in understanding the power of sexual energy as part of this intuitive evolution, which is one of the last chapters in my book. It's bringing the discussions out into the open where a lot of people are saying to me, oh, wow, I actually thought, you know, I allowed my pleasure to be guided by someone else. So if we're not in a relationship with someone else, how are we going to feel pleasure? How are we going to allow ourselves to feel sex or have sex? So that's basically what my book covers from beginning to end, how to transcend that experience of my own learning and how that then, you know, was permeating into my workplace. And it's been quite powerful. A lot of my clients get a book when they come into session because they've already read some of the reviews and it's giving them confidence to even make the call to me. So I'm really quite honoured that it's helped people to that extent, even just feeling more comfortable about looking at their own relationships with their body.
Yeah, I haven't read your book. I'm really looking forward to being able to read that. It sounds really awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, it will shift a lot of attitudes that people have regarding to people who see sex workers or you know, who are lonely because they don't have partners and they have fears. And I feel that as a sexologist, it's very important that I understand what people who have difficulties are coming in with. So as we're coming towards the end of the show, is there any like practical advice that you could give listeners about what they could do to, as you know, continue working on themselves?
Absolutely. In the last 6 months, I've been really aware of what people are asking me for, and that is I'm doing more women's workshops. I was never really going to go down this path, but the more I realised, well, I am a woman, and from that perspective, having often worked with men in the sex industry, working with women now, I've done a few workshops recently. What I share is that they own their own bodies. We are in control of how we feel. So, yes, in closing, what I often share in these workshops I've been doing is how to reconnect with their own self-esteem, because this tends to be all-encompassing for females in terms of how they then allow their sexual energy to emerge, and teaching them, what I would say to you in closing is teaching women how to feel confident and also empowered around sexual energy, whilst it's not about being slutty or overly sexed. It's about minimizing and dispelling that completely, because being feminine and being sexy and sexual is very attractive to a man. A powerful woman is one who knows her presence and can step into that more fully. That's the most sexiest thing. And that then equates to a healthier sense of self-worth. And same with men. Generally speaking, that's the bottom line, though. Once we feel so much more alive in our own sexual bodies, then we attract somebody. We attract everybody even because we create that energy of somebody that's fully immersed in our own joyfulness. And there's nothing more attractive.
Great. So thank you for coming onto this show. And if you would like to purchase Taryn's book, you can go to her website and it's available in hard copy and ebook. If you would like to speak with Tendra or work with her, she's available for an introductory 15-minute Skype session by appointment for all of you listeners out there. So all you need to do is just drop her email, mention the show, and she will allow you to have a free introductory 15-minute Skype session with her. That's a great way to start to see if both of you could work together, and you can contact her through her website. That's tantricsexualhealing.com. That's T-A-N-T-R-I-C sexualhealing.com. So thanks again for coming onto this show.
Thank you so much, Martha. It's been lovely.
Thank you. So next week, we will have another guest. She will be talking about cyber infidelity, the new seduction. She's just released this new book, and my guest is Dr. Eve, and she's also known as Marlene Westerman. So tune in to Eros Evolution next week.